You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The Qaisar came to Rabban Gamliel.
Okay.
Qaisar. And he told him that your God is a Ganav. Because it says in Parashat Kedoshim, Lotik Novu, but he's a Ganav. So Rabbi Gamliel asked him, what do you think? Our God is a Ganav. So he said that your God, at the time of the creation, he put the Adam to sleep and he stole his rib. He took his rib out. So the daughter of Rabbi Gamliel, he told his father, give him an answer. So the next day, the daughter of Rabbi Gamliel came to the Qaisar, and he told him, last night, the Ganavim, the thieves, broke into our house. So he said, really? What happened? So yeah, we had some clay plates. He took it, and then he put some gold one instead. So I said, this is not a Ganav. It's good to have such a Ganav all the time. Take your clay plates and then, replace it with gold. Yeah, so she told him, if our God took the rib out of the Adam HaRishon, what did he replace us with? His wife. Is that worth it?
Ooh, yes.
Huh? So what's better than this? He took a rib out and then, gave him such a gift. Such a gift. That to bring such a peace for him, to direct him, make some delicious food for him. What do you do with the rib? Huh? So he took the rib out and gave such a, big matana. So now the midrash is very, very beautiful midrash. And that is that many times in life we feel that Hashem treated us like a ganav. That means I expected something and I feel something was taken away from me. There's such a feeling. It could be a parking spot. It could be your seat. Or it could be, things that is hard for you to let go. And you feel, he took it. It belonged to me. He's a ganav. But here we see there's no such a thing. Anytime that we feel something that is taken away from us, something very good,
amen,
is going to be replaced.
Amen.
Yeah. But we are so self-centered, so selfish, and we feel, I want it, it's mine, it comes to me, I work so hard for it. But here that means we have such a lack of trust to Hashem, that we feel that this is a requirement and a necessity of my life. I have to have it. You have to give me. I'm going to do anything to get it away from you. You took mine. Near lots of refuah shelema. But here we see the midrash is teaching us, no, of course, it's not easy. Yeah. And even Adam HaRishon had to be put to sleep to take it out. But here, the midrash says, it's good to go to sleep. Not in Bet Knesset. No. But when you feel something is taken away from you, go to sleep. Something good is coming. You open your eyes and you see, wow. So can you imagine, Ribono Shel Olam, the first surgeon of the world. Yeah, La'at. He did the surgery. And then, you know, we see, wow. Why didn't you take more ribs? Only one? Just one? Take the other 12. Why one? And here, sometimes we become very unfair. That we feel, Chas v'shalom, Hashem has taken something away from us, and He doesn't know how to replace it with a bigger thing. But the formula that Hashem has, anytime that you feel something is taken away from you, especially things that we need to work on, The doctor tells you have to go on a diet. So He's taking something away from you. Why? Because He knows when you let go with your desire, so then something good's going to happen. And that's what exactly the whole task here is. It's not easy, of course. The point of matter here is we have to have trust in Ribono Shel Olam, that Ribono Shel Olam, as Persian HaKodesh say, that He's large. It doesn't give you a little bitty thing. When you take something small away, that means He has something very giant waiting for you. Yeah. So Hashem is like, you know, that to be able to let go, and then we'll be honored, privileged with such a Shefa Barachat Belidai.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.